All right, welcome to Against All Odds, part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal coming to you with heel producer Jim Cunningham and my gurus of gambling, my overlords of the odds, my wonders of wagers. What do I call you guys? I already forgot it after years and years.
Wizards
of wagering, for God's sakes. My degenerate trifecta, Brother Bri, the Parlay Kid, and Harry. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hi, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
I don't know. I forgot. Now that we're doing this twice a week, I should, I'm getting more reps in. I should really have this down pat, but no, after 2.5 years, it's not the case. Yes, we are doing this twice a week. This is our second episode. Harry, you look tired. You look winded. I don't know if you're going to make it through.
I'm pumped for a Thursday night. I like doing it at night.
I was going to say, Harry actually looks awake. His extra point videos, every video he does now, he's got his eyes. It looks like he's closed. He says he's not getting sleep. I don't know what's happening. But
when you lose like 10 of 11, you go through some rough patches, Brian.
This is the most his eyes have been open, though.
Congratulations, wow. Harry. Now we know your sweet spot is, 6:30 Eastern time or Pacific time. We did have to have a little talk with Harry. It was too many of the weed shirts, too many in a row. You know, I was looking forward to him shirtless more than I was wearing these gigantic cannabis leaves on a triple XL. And I was like, Harry, let's get it together a little bit. And now, I don't know, I've seen two black polos in a row. It's a step in the right direction, fellas, I think.
Well, he is going to a party, right? He's got a party to go to?
Wait till later
big
in the
party.
Show,
party.
Though.
Big
wait
party.
Wait till later in the show, though, Darren.
What does that mean? You have an outfit change? I might
have an outfit change. Yeah, I might.
All right. Anyway, we're going to get Joel Solomon or Jim Cunningham, Hill producer, or Babyface. Do one of you write this down. I don't even care if we sell any of them. Let's get a degenerate trifecta or an against all odds t-shirt in the gift shop on extrapoints.com as soon as we can. Again, let's stock it with a couple of triple XLs and just so get some for Harry. I honestly don't care if anybody out there buys any. I just need
you can have, look, it's very simple to do a DG three t-shirt.
Yeah.
Just three bald heads.
Yeah, let's do it.
One just an extremely large head and the other two. Medium size, it'll be okay.
All right. Well, we'll do that. By the way, these guys make picks every single day on extrapoints.com. Harry makes video picks. Brother Bri and Darren the Parlay Kid write them up. Martin Weiss has given us video picks. But Harry, what is it? You've hit a slump, or is it just as a continuation of your old slump?
I don't know what it is, but it is amazing. Let's see. Right now, I'm 6 minutes to go. Hurricanes, Lightning, I got over 6.5. It's 2-1. That's another L. That is amazing.
Wait,
win I had was when I saw you on Friday night for dinner, Sal, last week.
Wait, really? how many minutes are left, Harry, in that game?
5 minutes I got. 5.5.
Are you serious? Like, Harry has seriously won, like, one bet of his last, what? Like, I mean,
like
it's ridiculous.
12 days?
Damn.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it's over, under, doesn't, I mean, you know.
Maybe
last
you should
night I go under,
lab.
It goes over. I go over tonight, it goes under.
That's Parley. Where your heart is.
We love it, though. We love the losses.
Parley we do. Tonight, yeah, we yeah. wouldn't have it any other way. All right. Well, we're going to keep bouncing hitting out of it. We got Friday NBA games. A lot of action. A few good games there, Harry. We'll start you off since you got the hot hand. Mm. The Jazz, for God's sakes, they're the greatest team on earth. I mean, this is NBA Jam. They're all on fire. Nonsense just watching them. They took care of the Lakers. I guess it was to be expected. I thought the Lakers would step up yesterday, but wasn't to be. And now we have an early line on them. The Jazz are a 5.5-point favorite at Miami against a Heat team that's playing well. I'll tell you what, with the Heat, I think they're mesmerizing these other teams with that jersey color. I don't want to sound like Damashek here, but no one could accurately point out what color that jersey is because it's not even a color, right? It's an illusion.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's some pinkish, bluish.
I don't know what is happening.
That color scheme is right up Harry's alley, though. So
I love those uniforms. What the Nets wore?
I knew you would love them.
And what the Nets wore 2 days ago with those side colors all the way up the uniform. Love those uniforms too.
Yeah, if you could put that color on a gigantic cannabis leaf, Harry would go straight to heaven. But between now and then, Harry, who do you like in this game? Jazz? Do they keep it rolling, or do you like the Heat at home?
You know, it's amazing. I should definitely be going with Utah. They've been amazing. But guess what? I'm taking the Heat. I'm taking the Heat at home. plus the 5.5. They've won 5 in a row, which includes at LA, at OKC. They did lose in Utah 2 weeks ago, despite holding Utah, who has been lights out from three-point range, to just 33% shooting. And they actually, the Heat in that game, outshot the Jazz. They have beaten Utah at home 3 straight times. 53-pointers for Utah in their last 2 games, shooting 46 and 51% against the Lakers and Charlotte. But I'm going against it here. This torrid pace cannot continue. Give me Jimmy buckets and 5.5 on a Friday night in South Beach.
I love 8 minutes of Jazz or great stats, and then give me Miami plus 5.
It's great.
That's the Harry way. All right.
Whatever works.
I made that mistake the other day going against, after they lost to the Clippers, I decided to go against them the day after against the Hornets. You know, we said Hornets were up 11 and blew it, but I don't know. It's hard until the Jazz start losing. Like, it's hard to go against them.
I mean,
because
they were shooting last night against the Lakers. I agree with you, Sal. I thought the Lakers would show up and the bench would come in too. But last night in that game, they're shooting bad threes, Utah. They're shooting some tough fall away threes from the corner. Everything's going in. It's amazing.
They almost won that game against the Clippers. That calmed them down for a second, that we talked about on Monday night. But they almost came back to win that game. That would have been really stupid. All right, Bri, you brought up the Hornets. They let you down already this week. Or was that late last week? I can't remember anymore.
It was earlier this week.
Was it Monday?
It was one of these days.
Plus 6 at the Warriors, making the long trip. You're going with LaMelo.
I changed it up.
Oh, you did?
I changed it up. You know what I was thinking? You know, can the Hornets play back-to-back real good games? I know the Hornets have been great against the spread, right? 17-13-1. I was going to take them, but I just don't know. If you look at their games, it's one good game, one bad game, one good game. I mean, that's how they've been playing all season. They had that great last game against the Suns. Mm. You know, when they played against Golden State on last Saturday, they needed a crazy ending, right, to win that game. I mean, between Draymond and then Rozier going crazy. And that was a game Steph got pulled right before the game, right? So he was out right before that game.
Sure.
And they should have lost that game, and that was at home. So I'm thinking here, Warriors are 6-3 as home favorites. I don't know. They didn't look great their last two games, but those are two tough teams, the Pacers and the Knicks, on the road. Yeah. Maybe they're finding their rhythm. Dre is playing well. His assist numbers are crazy in this month. He's averaging like 11 assists a game in February. But I'm going to say Warriors' role in this game.
Wow, you really changed it. I thought you picked a different game. You just went the other way.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just went the other way.
All right, Golden State minus 6.
Golden State
fighting for that 8 spot. Boy, our friend Alec is going to be so torn with his favorite player against his other favorite player, LaMelo against Steph Curry. I don't know what he's going to do. Hopefully he throws his phone out for the night.
It really would have been great, though, right? If LaMelo and Steph were playing together.
Yeah, I know. This is not happening.
It's too bad.
That would be fun. Parlay Kid, Lakers. I don't know if they get on track. You know, home against Portland. I think they're even. I think they're 500 now without Anthony Davis. But I was looking at LeBron's numbers for his championship runs. They're 22-11. I know they've lost a bunch since. That's right about where they are at 33 games for all of his championship runs. They've won 2 out of 3. I don't think it's panic time for the Lakers yet. People are like, why are they only 150 to win the title? It's like, well, because that bet is a Western Conference. That's a bet for the season. That's not if they're going to win the Pacific. You know, so if you think Schroeder's going to come back, if you think Anthony Davis is going to come back, you should like the Lakers in that spot. But what about Friday night versus Portland?
Well, Sal, Lakers are -5 here against Portland. I think 4 losses in a row, 5 out of their last 6. Mm-hmm. You know, right when we started talking about LeBron MVP, it's like she's a shoo-in now, right? You know, Davis is out. LeBron's going to take over. And that really hasn't been the case. I mean, LeBron, look, he's still playing great basketball. Obviously, without Davis, though, this team is struggling. And maybe more because they're missing Schroeder. Maybe he's even just as important right now to the team. Rumor is he might be back on Friday. And I think that would jumpstart this team. So I like the Lakers here against another team, Portland. I was talking about Lillard MVP at 18-10. They've lost 3 straight games, been getting beaten up all of a sudden. So
Suns kicked the crap out of them. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the Lakers to really look, you know, is LeBron, how much losing is he going to tolerate, right? Isn't it one of these games he's just going to will his team to a victory and inspire his teammates to play better basketball around him? This seems like it will be the night on Friday night. They cover the 5 here against
Portland. You know, I'm with you, Parlay Kid. I'm taking the Lakers on a teaser or a money line parlay with another easy one, which is the Jazz, right? Because Harry already took Miami. So we know the Jazz are going to at least win that game and probably by 6 or more. I think that's a nice
Well, Harry was all over the Lakers last night against the Jazz, too.
Right, that's true.
Thanks, Darren.
Well, so, this is about honesty, right. Harry. You want to tell your lies on Best Bet Corner, whatever it's called.
Sal, just be lucky I didn't send you my parlay. Just tried to send it from those two. Needed the Lakers all over the place.
Always count my blessings.
Harry's parlays recently. Every parlay he sends us, he also includes a Xander will win a major this year and Rory will not win a major.
You keep putting that on every parlay. Why?
Every bet.
I need that for 1600 as of right now.
You put it on everything since last week.
You've already lost though, like probably 95% of those parlays you put in before it even got to that.
Had Barcelona minus 695 would have parlayed 900. They're up 1-0 in the 89th minute with Xander and with Xander Rory.
When Xander blows,
they lose at minus 695. What were they in the 89th minute
at the British Open when he blows it in the playoff? Right, that's going to be hilarious for his only. I'm going again. Some of these teams had such streaks going, and the Celtics have lost 3 in a row, and everyone's given up on them, and I have too. Except I'm taking them over the Pacers. Celtics minus 3. Just found the line there. It's in Boston. Pacers have lost, 6 out of 9? Celtics have lost 3 in a row. Celtics get these all-stars named, and the Pacers are pissed off because Sabonis doesn't make, even though the Pacers have, you know, are a game better, I guess, technically, 15-15, Celtics are 15-17. Somehow, Celtics 8-3 against the spread in their last 11 at home. I don't believe that. I stared at it and stared at it, but apparently it's true. 8-3 against the number in the last 11. I think the Celtics win by at least a half dozen Friday night. So there you go. All right, Harry is leaning on Miami plus 5.5. Brother Bri flip-flop, taking the Warriors minus 6. Paulie Kid, Lakers minus 5, and I'm going Boston minus 3. Those are our Friday picks. Now, let's give some love to FanDuel. Boy, what are they doing? I mean, there's a reason that they're America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds, all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays, exclusive always on promotions that let you get more action out of every single game. You get your winnings in as little as 24 hours if you want to get paid right there. And right now, they're letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. No strings attached. Any bet you want, you win, you keep the cash, you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, I don't know what you're waiting for. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started. Be sure to sign up with promo code Against All Odds so they know we sent you. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Against All Odds. Babyface producer, Babyface Joel Solomon, jump on here for a second because, you know, they always ask for stories like, hey, do you have, you know, any stories, appropriate stories that go along with this ad read? Well, we finally have one. Joel Solomon, tell us what happened with your brother.
My brother's favorite part of the show, besides you making fun of Harry, is because he lives in National Harbor, right outside of D.C., and he's always been waiting for the perfect promo code to open up his FanDuel account. And what he did is this: with this free $1,000, to place a bet, he knew this would be the one. He drove across the bridge to Virginia, where he bet the Wizards money line against the Rockets. Well, first he went to extrapoints.com to see who Harry picked and then went the other way with it.
That's fair. That's fair.
And he won. A trip across the bridge to Virginia, opened up an account and won $900.
Wow. Who did he have? You sent it to me earlier.
He took the Wizards money line minus 110 against the Houston Rockets.
You had the Rockets, Harry? It sounds like something you'd have.
I didn't have that game. I had the Wizards
don't worry,
the other day.
Don't hurt yourself.
Against the Wizards the other day and lost, but he, something, I don't know.
Wow. So Joel, your brother, for two reasons, is already more successful than you. He has $900 in his pocket, and he successfully drove across a bridge. So that's amazing. Very proud of him.
I don't have a car. I would have to walk across the bridge. I can't do that.
How, is he older or younger than you?
He is younger than me.
All right. I feel like we've given away too much information. Then. all right. Good job by Babyface's Babyface brother. Again, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, do it. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get started. Sign up with promo code Against All Odds so that they know we sent you. Hey, the conference tournaments. Harry, I think a conference tournament started yesterday, right? The Horizon League or today?
Today, I believe. I
think it did. Yeah, you don't know. You see, this is news to you. It's one of those things that starts today, and like the finals is in February, like March 4th or something. But who's
right
in the
state.
Horizon League? Right, Wright State,
Wright
State. Those team. I gotta check on the score. That's right. All those teams. I believe that started today. Anyway, it's not too early. Maybe it's too early, but FanDuel doesn't think it's too early to discuss the number one seeds. Now, they have odds on these. Gonzaga, Baylor, and Michigan, runaway favorites to be number one seeds. Nothing's really going to stop that with 2 weeks left. But who's the fourth? Is it Ohio State, Villanova, Alabama, Florida State, Illinois, Iowa, Houston? Those seem to be the only contenders there. Harry, you're going with the chalk favorite to be the fourth number one seed, Villanova, right?
Yeah, I'm going to take Nova at plus 130, a little love to the Big East. Right now, they're the number eight team in the country, but they're number one first seed right now in the Big East. They got a big showdown next week, Wednesday, against Creighton for the regular season title, which they did lose to Creighton, one of the three losses this season. So they'll be looking to rebound there. In their 12 wins in the Big East, they've won nine of them by double digits. Got a heck of a player in Jeremiah Robinson Earl. He averages 15-8, shoots over 50% from the field. They're 8-0 at home. So let's see if Villanova can make the run through, win the rest of the regular season, beat Creighton, win the tournament. They have a great chance of being that number one seed.
Yeah. Big East is so bad this year. I mean, even when you said they have a big game against Creighton, I don't know. These Big Ten teams, they play each other. They beat the hell out of each other every night. Tonight's no different. And that's why I think Brother Bri, Parlay Kid, and myself, by the way, everyone can thank me for bringing Big Ten basketball back into the sports world. You know, I got it together with the politicians. They were going to cancel basketball altogether, but I brought it back, Big Ten. Thank me very much. We all like Ohio State at plus 180 to be the fourth one seed, right? I don't know. Joe Lenardi likes them to be the fourth number one seed. If you're getting almost 2-1 odds, they're at Michigan State. They're home for Iowa, home for Illinois. I think if they win two out of those three and make a deep run in the Big Ten tournament, I think they're there. What do you think, Bri?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think, right? So, I mean, to me, they're definitely the fourth best team in the country. And they're deserving of the four spot. They've been in the best conference. They've gone 10-2 in their last 12. In their last six road games, they beat up Rutgers, Illinois, Wisconsin, Maryland, Penn State, Iowa. Tonight, right now, they're at Michigan State. They're up 3. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you. They need to win. It's a tough, I mean, it's amazing. They just have tough game after tough game. But if they do pull off two of the next three between Michigan State, Iowa, Illinois, and yeah, if they win a few games, that should be more than enough. I mean, between the kid Liddell, I love that kid. I really love watching Young play, although Young's out tonight, even though I bet Ohio State a while ago. Really fun to watch. They have a great bench. They have Strong Island Zed Key from Brentwood, Sal. So
yeah.
It's another reason for us to root for Ohio State here. So to me, you know, outside of Michigan, I mean, they had that really, that was a toss-up game to them. And to me, Michigan... You know, it's clearly a top three. And now Michigan has put themselves in a place where they're maybe, you know, they might be the second best team. They could even be the first best team. Who knows? I never would have thought that. But for Ohio State to be right there with them, they to me are clearly
that was a great game. Michigan State, Ohio State. With three minutes left, like you could flip a coin.
It really was awesome.
Dwayne Washington's very good too. He had 30 in that game.
Yeah, Washington's great. I mean, they have a lot of, you know, they have that kid Aarons who comes off the bench who some games has some big threes from it. They're fun.
So Parlay Kid, the other options for the fourth one seed, like I said, Bama, who lost to Arkansas. I had them yesterday. Arkansas, nice. I don't know. I guess they could win SEC, but it's a down year for the SEC. Kentucky's not close to, right? They're garbage. And
yep.
FSU kind of say the same thing about the ACC, right? I only think there's going to be a handful of ACC teams in there. It looks like Duke will make their way in. But I have Illinois. That was my preseason pick to win it all. Ayo Dosunmu has a face injury. I think he's going to be back, Harry. You think he's going to be out like three games? I thought they won today. They beat Nebraska. 18-1. I don't see them getting that one seed. I do think they'll be better and battle tested for the tournament, but I don't see them getting a one seed. And then you have Iowa and Houston, I think are long shots too. But you like Ohio State?
Yeah, I like Ohio State too, like you guys are saying. That game against Michigan was maybe, in my estimation, one of the best like regular season games I've seen in many, many years. It was hard fought, back and forth, high scoring, guys making shot after shot, and tough shots. It was a thing of beauty. That game to me was, I loved it. I really do think Ohio State, you know, I think if they finish strong here, I don't think they have to be even awesome. You know, I don't think they can get knocked out right away in the tournament, mm-hmm. in the Big Ten tournament. Or so. They can win, like you said, the remaining of their regular season games. You know, even maybe a – do they have to make the finals of that tournament to be a the one seed? It really depends on what the other teams do.
Right.
But I think they will do it, Ohio State. They're a very deep team. They're very good. They're right there with Michigan. And yeah, I do think FSU can make a run in the tournament, though. I don't think they're a one seed.
Yeah.
But I do think they're going to be a good tournament team. They're very deep. FSU, like, you know, they have 10 guys who score on that team pretty consistently. I think they'll make a run, but they're not really a one seed, but they could cause some trouble as a 2 or 3 seed for sure.
Did we talk about FSU and their overtime run, their record? Did you any of you guys see their record in overtime? They won their
I'm guessing last, it's Sterling.
They won their last 11 overtime games.
That's right.
I've never heard of that in my life in any sport. I mean, it would have to be basketball.
It might help because they go 10 deep and they're a little fresher in overtime than other
teams. It offsets Parlay Kid's record in hockey this year in overtime, right, Parlay
Kid? Hey,
He broke
Harry,
the streak.
Florida just won the game. They scored 3 goals in the last 6 minutes. Ah, take that.
What happened? Who did Florida beat?
You're one and eight now.
Stars. They were down 2-0. Florida scores 3 goals in the last 6 minutes.
Oh, I thought the game was over.
My extra point pick of the day wins, Harry.
Your overtime record, you're 0-8, your last 8 overtime.
Oh, my overtime. No, I finally won yesterday.
There you go. So there you go. Go to extrapoints.com. You'll get all winners from these guys. Just ignore the guy with the giant leaf on his shirt or not wearing a shirt at all, and you'll come out a winner. That brings us to the Riverboat Casino, the Volvo Riverboat Casino. Each week, the degenerate trifecta and I set sail, tackling make-believe propositions related to sports and pop culture. And this week, hey, today is Ric Flair's 72nd birthday. Pretty good. Woo, Mr. Woo, probably the most popular sentence, phrase, noise uttered by a professional wrestler. I'll tell you what, I went to the Knights game, Las Vegas Knights, a couple of years ago, back when you could attend games. The entire crowd emptying out. Woo, woo. And during the game, they played it during the game. My God.
That's like a hockey thing. That could be a hockey thing.
Is it a whole hockey thing? Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
I know they do it with the Islanders too a little bit.
They do. All right. Well, there you go. It's already bled into hockey. I guarantee it's all over Carolina. But is it, in fact, the greatest sentence, phrase, call out of a professional wrestler? Riverboat Casino, Volvo, our friends put odds on it. Is it Flair's woo at -300? Is it Rock's, can you smell what the Rock is cooking, +250? Is it Rowdy Roddy Piper, I've come here to kick ass and chew bubblegum and I'm all out of bubblegum? 4-1 odds. Is it The Miz, the new WWE champion? I'm The Miz and I'm awesome at 7-1. Or is it Hulk Hogan? What you gonna do when Hulkamania runs wild on you? 15-1 odds, or you can go the field +150. All right, Harry, you're going to give the most disappointing answer, so let's just start with you.
Well, I thought Darren was going to go. I was going to go last. I'm going to go last, if you don't mind.
Oh, all right. I didn't know there was a setup. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, brother Bri. What are you? Oh,
yeah,
you gonna say?
I can go. Yeah, I mean, mine aren't great here. I mean, I was thinking,
oh no,
Val Venus's "Hello, Ladies," and then I was thinking, shit. I spent like 30 minutes looking up "Leaping Lenny Poffo" to see if he had anything good to say.
He would read poems, right?
Right. He just read poems. I sat there for 30 minutes just listening to poems. Not really one good
for
one.
You.
And then I had Mae Young saying "My Puppies." That was a good one for years. That kept me entertained. But I guess you'll have to go with The Rock if you smell what The Rock is cooking. I mean, if there's ever a phrase that sets somebody up to build this gigantic empire, right? And
yeah,
he actually got me back, you know, as a kid in the 80s, loved wrestling. And then to be kind of a grown man and then The Rock to kind of bring you back into wrestling with, you know, he did have like 20 catchphrases, but
right.
I'll say to me, that was probably, you know, the most important one in WWE.
All right, there you go. Parlay Kid, what do you got?
Yeah, I was trying to, you know, harken back to the 70s and 80s wrestling. I do remember like Bobby Heenan, Sal, I think it was Heenan that would say "pencil neck geek." I don't know if that's so much of a catchphrase.
That was Freddie Blassie.
Freddie Blassie, thank you. That's right. Yeah. He said, right?
Right.
All right, Freddie Blassie.
Heenan was calling people that. Weasels. They would call him Weasel. Yeah.
I love that era, though, right?
Yeah.
So he would say that, but I wouldn't use that one. Daniel Bryan more recently, yes, yes, yes. And the reason why I say that yes, yes, yes is because that's a big Islander thing. After the Islanders score a goal at home,
oh, nice.
Stands go, yes, yes, yes. And it's
pumping their arms.
It's a big thing to see how it's crossed over
into
hockey. It's pretty fantastic. But I got to keep give the nod to Ric Flair. It is his birthday, but I'm going to go something a little different. When Ric Flair, he was famous for saying, to be the man, you have to beat the man, right? And I love that quote. I think I've used that even as a coach many times, right? You know, I've used it, you know, hey, guys, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Yeah.
Stop complaining, whatever it would be, however you want to say it. But I've used that myself on several occasions. And I'm looking forward to Harry maybe giving a nod to George the Animal Steel. Maybe he'll eat a turnbuckle right now.
All right. Yeah, I'll tell you what. The Parlay Kid and Ric Flair, the similarities never end. Just womanizers or love their alcohol. To be the man, you got to beat the man. Before Harry jumps in, I have no idea what he has in store for us. So there was an outfit change. In the interim between answers, I'm going to go with my guy, Rowdy Roddy Piper. Showed up at my birthday party. It wasn't an accident. My cousin Jimmy got him to show up to my 30th birthday party. Just came around the corner, had the kilt on like a kid's birthday party. He just said those magic words. He said, I've come here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum. And I was like, holy crap. And I got nervous, and there he was. And he told stories and put me in the sleeper hold and left 10 minutes later. And, it was the greatest and most terrifying moment of my life. I loved every bit of it. Rest in peace, Hot Rod. All right, Harry. I don't know what's happened. Either that's Harry or Mars has entered our Zoom recording. What happened?
Well, I agree, Brian. I agree with you a lot about The Rock. But growing up in the 80s, watching Vince McMahon do the announcing with Hogan, Hogan still is the number one guy out of everything when it comes to wrestlers in terms of, I don't know, Sal, I know you're, come on. I mean, listen, what you gonna do when Harry Mania runs wild?
Oh no.
On you.
That is, you're right, Parley Kid. That is like, first of all, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm scared for my
Look
safety.
Look at those
here.
Things.
Good Lord, Harry. Put those things in. Yeah.
Maybe I am George Animal Steel.
Yeah, more George Animal Steel. Go bite a light bulb or something. All right. Well, that's there you go. You're going Hogan at 15.
Jim Cunningham's turned on. I think Jim Cunningham's turned on right now.
Jim, turn on your screen. I need to know that you're watching this. What the hell?
Oh my God.
That's one less shirt he has. That's bad for all of us.
Oh.
I want that $6 back for that shirt too, Sal.
Jeez.
Prove to me that it was $6. Good luck with that. Jim, what do you say? I know you're going to go field. I know I missed a big one in there.
Yeah, there's a couple. I mean, Austin 316, I just kicked your ass.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was one of the big ones. Or DX used to say, let's get ready to suck it. When I was, I saw an old clip of Cactus Jack, Mick Foley, Long Island guy. He said, I'd rather hurt a man than love a woman, which I thought was hilariously insane. And you wouldn't want to fight that guy, whoever says that. But the other classics were The Road Warriors, Legion of Doom, Oh, What a Rush. Macho Man, Oh Yeah. But my favorite is Ric Flair screaming, "My shoes cost more than your house," which my friends would get drunk and yell all the time in the bar just at random people, which was always funny.
There you go. It's a parlay kid for you. More of the same. Ooh Yeah is a big miss by us for not putting it on there. I mean, he made a whole Slim Jim campaign out of it, right?
Right.
Out of the Macho Man and Ooh Yeah. Joel Solomon, did we miss any? Or Michael, to call it Michael Meatballs, you have any?
I'm just still can't believe we just unleashed the 24-inch pythons or whatever those were. I don't, oh, my God. I don't know. I always think if Jim would get married, he would put this in his vows. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Bret Hart.
Bret the Hitman Hart.
Right, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I would hope he would tell his fiancée that.
I don't think it's going to happen. All right. So well, listen, Volvo's safety innovations have helped to save over 1 million lives. They aim to save 1 million or more. They score big with 9 Volvo models earning an IIHS top safety pick as of February 2021. That's this month. Volvo is as much about planetary safety as they are about automotive safety, which is why 7 Volvo models are available as plug-in hybrid or pure electric. They've earned the number one most innovative technology experience in the automotive industry for safety, convenience, and connected vehicle technologies. We all know the dangers of speeding. It's because of that Volvo has set up the top speed of all their new cars to 112 miles an hour. Volvo is the safety MVP. No matter what you drive, Volvo shares their accident research to make all cars safer for everyone. So there you go. Volvo Post Safety Sunday. Volvo, always the MVP, the leader in the field of car safety for decades. I'm still not over the Harry thing. I don't know. What do we think about that? Were you expecting that, Joel or Jim?
I mean, he ripped that shirt off like he ripped up all his gambling tickets. That was crazy. Harry is a legend. Now we got to go get him a new shirt. This is...
it's really bad. It's costing us money. All right, Harry. Shark Tank.
Yeah.
You won last week, right? Is that possible? You won last week?
Well, no, I lost.
Oh, okay.
No, right. No, he won, but he...
You
his,
won.
His, for golf. No, well, his latest thing hasn't even happened yet.
I see. Yeah, right. Remember I meant last week. Oh my God, we're doing 2 Sharp Tanks. It's very hard to keep track of. All right, give us a new one. People already know to stay away from Miami on Friday, +5.5. What else should they stay away from?
Well, tomorrow night on Friday, I'm going to go NBA. I'm going to take the Raptors -7 at home against the Rockets. This is actually more of a bet against the Rockets than it is with the Raptors. Since losing Harden, this team has been in the tank. Houston's lost 9 in a row, 10 of their last 11, 6 of those 10 losses by 12 points or more. They're only shooting 33% from the field from three-point range. And what a difference a season makes when they were the hot team last year with all their three-point shots. They're only 3-9 versus the Eastern Conference this year, and those 3 wins were against Detroit, Orlando, and Washington. Raptors still fighting for positioning in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Let's take Darren's guy, Kyle Lowry, and the Raptors lay the 7 against the Rockets at home.
I think we like Lowry now. I don't know. I think he turned us around the last couple of years. I'm not sure. All right, Raptors -7. Yeah, they were making a move, and then they got stumped a little the other night, right?
Yeah, they had lost like 5 or 6 in a row. Well, they had won 5 in a row, then they lost 2 in a row now.
All right, Brother Bri, you like someone who's been mentioned already, I think.
Yeah, I like the Lakers -5. I also like them first half, too. I'm almost debating if I should just give you guys like 3 or 4, and you guys could pick for me, because mine have been... My Shark Tanks, I think I've hit 2 since the tournament.
2's good.
2 is pretty good. 2 this season on the Shark Tanks.
Harry, you kill for 2. What are you kidding me?
So, yeah, like Parlay Kid said before, injuries have definitely caught up with the Lakers and the Trailblazers. Lakers losing 4 in a row, Trailblazers losing 3 in a row. But I think that's really kind of more how this Trailblazers team really should be. I mean, they were playing in over their head, I think, the last... few weeks, especially with their roster, but it does look like Schroeder's going to be back tomorrow. I mean, that's what I have seen, it seems like it's saying he's going to play, and they have definitely missed him. So I think with Schroeder back, I think James knows, I think he's definitely hurting his MVP chances at this point with their struggles. I mean, unfortunately it's not really on him, but I do think they come out, they're sharp early and win this game pretty easily.
Weird. His MVP, MVP odds don't really move. Haven't really moved, right?
I know. Yeah, too much. It's so weird.
I might have said this earlier in the week. I think that the voters or whatever are just impressed that he's playing so many minutes. I don't know that that can keep up, but just like, all right, you could, whatever, if you're 500, can't believe you're 36 and going 40 minutes.
Yeah, because even with healthy AD, right? AD's numbers weren't,
right.
You know, AD was being a good role player, but it was still LeBron that was the main reason they were playing
For sure.
So.
All right, Parlay Kid, what's your best?
Yeah, that's a good point, though. I would assume with LeBron, they're eventually going to give him some rest, too. I don't know when that's going to happen, but I would think it's going to be maybe they get on a little streak and then say, look, take a couple games. I don't know, but it is interesting. Look, this has been a real thorn in my side lately with the UFC.
Oh, he's doing it.
And, you know, I normally like the favorites, and it just doesn't seem to work out a lot of times. but I'm stubborn with the UFC. I continually go back to it. We have a decent heavyweight fight this weekend with Gane versus Rozenstrike, Jarzino Rozenstrike, who I'm going to go with the big underdog here. In Rozenstrike. Rozenstrike kind of reminds me of Derek Lewis, right?
Yeah.
Kind of reminds everybody. This fight, it's scheduled for 5 rounds. Rozenstrike's got a lot of power. So does Gane. I mean, he's got a tremendous power too. But I think Gane is maybe in a little bit over his head. This is a big step up for him compared to all the guys he's been beating up on early in his career here. Where Rozenstrike seems like, you know, he needs this in a big way. If he loses, he's kind of becomes obsolete in the heavyweight division. He needs it. He's got tremendous power. I think he wins by knockout or TKO, which is plus 310 on FanDuel. So it's a big dog there for that. And look, if you think he's going to win, I think he's going to win by knockout or a TKO. I think that's going to be the avenue that he takes there. So I don't think he's going to win in a 5-round decision.
He doesn't throw a lot of punches. So.
I mean, I'm looking at that lip thing with Overeem. That's still spectacular. That might be the most freakish thing I've seen in a long time. There's like a 9 box of it, of just like the different angles of it. He's even smiling, Overeem, in some of these with that lip. Really, really something else. All right, so you got Rozenstrike plus 310 by KO. You got the Lakers minus 5 for Brother Bry. Oh, Paulie Kid, it's been rough for you. Rough going with the MMA. Brother Bry, I can see that game going to overtime and the Lakers winning by 3. Just like that's just how they play. All right, Harry, I'll jump on with you. Raptors minus 7. I think they kind of make a move here again in the East. I think they win that game by double digits over the Rockets, who are a flashy team, but when they lose, they seem to lose bad. So I'll go with Harry for the Sharp Tank. Raptors minus 7. Brother Bry, though, I will say you're at the Brother Bry. I have a parlay with Rom, top Spaniard. He's one stroke behind Garcia with Canelo to win by knockout.
You gotta like Canelo by knockout. Well, although the odds of Canelo by knockout are like crazy, right?
It's like minus 1200 or something. I just that was like the closest thing you could bet. I didn't have the over under rounds thing yet, so
they have some pockets. Like I probably
3-6 or something. 4-6.
Yeah, I think I would bet 1-3 or 4. I'd probably lean 4-6, but I would probably bet anywhere from 1-6 or even bet, you know, even bet individual rounds because the guy he's fighting is not very good. I mean, that guy's gotten knocked out recently in some of his fights, even as early as the 3rd round in one fight. It's not going to be pretty. So definitely a KO in that one.
All right. At the Brother Bry, what else you got going? Anything?
At the Brother Bry, I think that's really about it. I mean, you know, sports season, like Darren said the other day, high school football starting up.
Yeah.
I think, I think middle school football is probably starting up in a few weeks too.
March 22nd. Yeah.
Parley kids. So yeah, going to be a lot of kids.
Happy birthday.
Been a lot of kids sports. I will say, you guys know, for as much as I follow kids sports, now that every game in high school is online, I am watching, like, my time is consumed.
Oh, no.
I'm watching Darren's boys play basketball. So I'm watching that online. I'm watching my nieces play basketball. I'm watching friends' kids play basketball. I'm religiously watching one of my good friends' fourth grade son play basketball. It's like ridiculous. I mean, that's just how much sports I watch. It's just getting ridiculous. It's getting
crazy. Well, what else is there? We're going to stare at Harry taking his shirt off.
I don't know how Brian does it. Brian listens to 27 pods during the week, and he's watched every show that's on Netflix.
Right. Well,
I don't really watch regular TV.
You know
TV.
What? He's jealous of you, how you're able to put together 15 Chinese basketball parlays in a matter of 4 minutes. We all have our sweet spots. All right, Harry, you're at AAO Harry. I backed you on Shark Tank. I don't know what else I could do for you.
I know,
cleaning
really.
Up your wardrobe. You're ripping up shirts.
Euthanize them.
What else is going on?
Doing it. Yeah, you can always check out bestbetcorner.com as well. Got my NASCAR picks up this week. Been a little rough the first 2 weeks for everybody. It's been crazy. So hopefully it gets back to normalcy this week in Miami.
I love it. We got some 60-1s winning, right? Harry just can't take Harvick, Hamlin, and Chase Elliott every weekend and come out a winner. It's fun. All right, true. At AAO Harry and
right.
Parlay Kid, all kinds of sports starting up and resuming.
Yeah, I'm at the Chalk Talker, Sal. We got, like his brother Bryce said, we're just finishing up the basketball season here. It was literally like a four-week season, but it was better than nothing. It was a fun season. So we've enjoyed that. Now we got football. So weird. It's so strange because normally – come March, you're in the spring season here in the Northeast, which most people are in the spring seasons at this point. And you're kind of feel like it's the end of the year. Instead, right now, feels like we're starting all over the year. So,
well, let me just say
it's going to be fun.
Let me just say this. If there's any more proof you need, and let Real Sports and Brian Gumbel use the whole, the football's going away, we're never going to see it in 20 years. Guess what? They couldn't skip a football season. They had to bring it back pretty much around the country in March, and football is king, motherfuckers. That's the only reason you're seeing that right there. That's why we got football in March.
That damn and, straight, Sal.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. And Jim Cunningham, the eyes are ones.
Yes, sir. The eyes are still ones at Jim Cunningham on Twitter.
At Jim Cunningham. And Michael Ciccoli's with it. Joel. Hey, Joel, how's your tweet doing? I haven't checked. Is it still gaining steam?
Like Harry,
your Super Bowl
like
tweet.
Harry Mania, it's still running well.
There you go. All right. So for the degenerate trifecta, Jim Cunningham, Mikey Meatballs, Babyface, Joel Solomon, I'm Sal saying good night and happy handicapping. Woo! Na, 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 na